WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Commonwealth Edison already has paid a massive $200 million fine for its role in a bribery scheme involving former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. But the bills keep coming. ComEd's parent company also is paying to defend two former ComEd executives convicted earlier this month of conspiring to bribe Madigan and of falsifying company records. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has the story.
July 17, 2020 was perhaps the darkest day in the history of Illinois' largest electric utility, a company whose lineage dates back to Thomas Edison. It acknowledged trying to reward Madigan with no-work jobs for his supporters, and under its deal with the government, paid that $200 million fine, the biggest federal criminal fine on record in Chicago. Here's Chris Crane, the now-retired chair of Exelon, talking with WBEZ that day.
We've committed to maintain the highest standards of integrity and ethical behavior. And some of the ComEd lobby practices and the interactions with public officials did not live up to it. We're taking full ownership for that.
WBEZ has learned that full ownership also means Exelon paying for the legal bills for ex-ComEd CEO Ann Promajori and underling John Hooker. Both were found guilty in the bribery scheme. It's a hugely valuable perk, considering funding a defense in Chicago's federal courthouse can cost millions of dollars. Exelon's bylaws allow it to pick up the legal bills for top executives accused of criminal wrongdoing while on the clock. In this case, Exelon's paying for at least 10 lawyers, two of whom are among Chicago's most celebrated defense attorneys. Michael Monaco is representing Hooker. Monaco has had high-profile clients, including former President Donald Trump's political fixer, Michael Cohen, and actor Jussie Smollett, and former U.S. Attorney Scott Lazar, who prosecuted corrupt judges and aldermen during his career, represents Promajori. Lazar had very little to say to reporters after the verdict.
We're disappointed with the verdict, and we will appeal.
So on the one hand, you have ComEd acknowledging its role in unethically rewarding Madigan. But on the other hand, its parent company paid lawyers to tell a judge and jury that ComEd's lobbying was all above board, that ghost subcontractors and clout-heavy vendors authorized by Promajori and Hooker weren't really bribes for Madigan at all. Jurors didn't buy it. As appeals loom, a ComEd spokeswoman wouldn't say how much Exelon is paying for Lazar and Monaco's services. She insists the costs won't fall on ComEd's more than 4 million customers, but won't say if Promajori or Hooker will ever be asked to repay the money. To one nationally known business expert, it's a no-brainer that a corporation should try to recoup money used to defend convicted former company executives.
I've always thought that it was wrong for someone to pay the legal fees of a guilty party, an adjudicated and appealed guilty party with corporate assets.
That's Charles Elson, founding director of the University of Delaware's Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance.
Because if someone has acted badly and harmed the corporation shouldn't pay for their wrongful actions.
Even a former Illinois governor is outraged at the situation, particularly since ComEd has recently been seeking $1 billion-plus rate hike. Democrat Pat Quinn twice blocked ComEd legislation at the center of the bribery scheme. But lawmakers overrode his veto both times, handing ComEd big wins.
If legal expenses were paid to the defendants who have now been convicted by a jury, then I think the company ought to claw back those legal expenses, because Commonwealth Edison right now is asking for enormous rate increases on consumers and businesses.
Quinn is calling for the legislature and state utility regulators to bring transparency to Exelon's decision to cover Promajori and Hooker's legal bills. It's an issue, Quinn says, that Springfield shouldn't sweep under the rug. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.